Learn Simon Tafnan Aleph. If Chav Gemal, the Mechaber says, Kli Charis, Hamatsupin, Behituch Zechuchis, earthenware kalim, which are covered with glass, Dinam Kli Charis, they have the status of Kli Charis, and they cannot be kashered. Rama as Yeshma Komoshinago, Shalol, Lishdamish, but Kli Charis, Glizard, Afilu Chadashim. Some say that you shouldn't use even new Kli Charis, which are covered in glass, but in Lahachmir, Rakum Komomena. But you only have to be Macher in the place where that is the Minog. The Mishbura quotes the Haskam of the Achronim is to be Machmir, even if the Kli Charis is covered by lead or something like that, you can't do Hagala on it, because when it was used for Chametz, it went in all the way through into the Kli Charis, which cannot be kashered. Sif Chavdal, Kli Tzamatzupim B'saman and Shekar and Barnis, wooden kalim, which are covered with this type of material, Dinam Kli Charis, they also have the status of Kli Charis, because this samanim prevents the waters from getting out, whatever it is, from the wood. Some say that you shouldn't use any colored kalim whatsoever, if it's colored with karkom or something like that, because we're concerned that maybe they're actually older kalim that were used for something else that were colored or something like that. So too, if it's covered with lead, but you don't have to be machmir unless that is the minog in your place. Any drinking glasses, bein slochios, bein kosos, whether it's cups or bowls or whatever, anything that's used just for drinking, mutar b'shtifa, you're allowed to just wash it. No matter what material they're made out of, if they're only used for drinking, so then you can just wash them off, and that's going to be enough. Even though sometimes you put hot bread in there, since most of its usage is for cold, it's enough to wash it. Because we already saw the opinion of the Mechaber is that when deciding how to kasher material, you go based on what the rove is. The Rama adds, Mihu yesh machmir matzrichan agalav chenogin. However, there are those who are machmir and say that you need to do agala on drinking glasses, and that is the minog. Mishabur says this is l'chatchila. But again, b'diavad, it will be okay if you just wash it out. The Mishabur also says that instead of doing hagala, you could do milui v'iri, which means that you'd be able to fill it up three times, as we discussed beforehand, with water, fill it up completely, let it sit for 24 hours, dump it out, fill it up, dump it out, fill it up and dump it out. You could do that instead of Hagala. This concept comes from Yayin Nesech, but we see that you could do it with drinking glasses also. Chazon Ish said he doesn't get it. If we're not really choshesh that it was used for hot, so then washing it is going to be enough. And if we're choshesh that it was used for hot, then milui v'iri isn't going to be enough. You need to do hagala. So that's why he said, if you're going to kasher drinking glasses, you should do hagala. However, there are some who have the minhag to kasher their drinking glasses for Pesach through milui v'iri. But this would not really fit with the Ramah necessarily, but that is the minhag of some, that since the Rama says it needs Hagala, so some go with the Mishnah Berurah and say that milui irui would be enough to kasher drinking glasses, but the minhag of many is to have a new set of drinking glasses, or to just use plastic or something like that, not to kasher their drinking glasses for Pesach. And the reason is, because we're about to see in Sif Chavav, that the Rama holds that you can kasher glass for Pesach. So some say, well, maybe drinking glasses are different because there's not really a concern that they really got chametz in them in the first place because they're only used for cold, but many are machmir to not kasher drinking glasses for Pesach. As we see, Sif Chavav, Klei Zechuchis, Afilu Machnisan Lekiyim, Afilu Mishtamash Ben Bechamin, Ein Tzrichan Shum Hechsher Sheinam Bolim, Pshiva Ba'amasag Yilhu. The Mechaber holds that glass and does not actually get any tam in it, and therefore you do not need to kasher glass. You could always just rinse it out. Even if it was used for hot, you can always just rinse it out because it's so smooth. However, the Rama says, go to the opposite extreme, that glass material, even Hagala doesn't work on it. And this is a minhag, says the Rama, we do not kasher glass. The reason is, because the concern is that since glass is made from sand, it's like Kli Charis, and you can never get the tam out. And even if it's used for tzonein, still, since sometimes it's used for hot, so then you would, like the Rama says, you would not be able to kasher glass. B'di'evid, if it was mostly used for tzonein, so then b'di'evid, it's going to be mutter. But again, the Rama says a minhag in our places is to not kasher glass for Pesach. The Mishnah Berurah says, if you're in a place and you have glass and you have nothing else that you could possibly drink from or anything like that, so the Chai Adam says you could clean them really well, do Mila V'iru for 3 days, but the Eved rely on the Mechaber, but L'chatchila, the Ramah says, the Minag is to buy new glasses for Pesach. We don't kosher glass for Pesach. Moshe Feinstein says the same thing is true by plastic. We don't kosher plastic for Pesach either for the same reasons. Even though by the rest of the year we might kosher plastic, for Pesach we don't kosher plastic. There are some who are started to be mekel on koshering plastic in Shasat Cha cases. Some people have started saying you could kosher Keurigs even though they have plastic in them, or hot water urns even though the material is sometimes plastic. But I want you to consult the posek, because it appears that the opinion of many is that you cannot kosher glass and you cannot kosher plastic. The same discussion goes for a Teflon material, whether you'd be able to kosher Teflon or not. Rav Moshe says that you can kosher Teflon material as long as it's Eino Ben Yomo, because it's a Safek Drabanan by Shar Yisurim. But by Pesach, he says you should be Machmer on Teflon also. So glass, plastic, Teflon, all these things, we would do not kosher for Pesach. What about the rest of the year? So most poskim say that even though we don't kosher glass for Pesach, we would kosher glass the rest of the year. So specifically by Pesach, that the Ramah is machmir, not kosher glass. There are different opinions, even by Shari Surim, but the general minhag is that you can kosher glass, can kosher plastic the rest of the year, but by Pesach we don't kosher glass or plastic. The Ramah continues. So too, if you have any material that has glass on the inside, so you'd not be able to kosher that either. If you have an old spit that was used to roast birds for Pesach, it's mutter. Even though beforehand this spit had been used for meat which was salted with salt that you didn't check to see if there was bread in it, it's mutter. Rama says, "Miu ein lahati rak b'diyavet." This is only mutter b'diyavet. V'chein habarzo shebechavi shalayin nogin ladichan. So too, the spouts that are used in the barrels of wine, we wash them off, because sometimes your hands have chametz on them when you touch them. So you just need to make sure to clean them off. Maybe it would be better to get new ones, the Mishnah Berurah says. But washing anything that was used with cold, you'd be able to just rinse it off cleanly, and that's going to be good enough.